From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. The Oscars are this Sunday, and we have two related stories today. In a few minutes, we'll hear what directors, writers, critics, and others make of one scene in the movie The Queen. First, the resurgence of the documentary, and why there are worries that a change in the Oscar rules could make it more difficult for films to compete. Reporter Gloria Hillard has that story.
Whether you're talking about this year's popular Oscar-nominated documentary, An Inconvenient Truth,
the scientific consensus is that we are causing global warming,
or the lesser-known but critically acclaimed Iraq in Fragments, in order to be considered for an Academy Award nomination, both films had to play for 1 week in Los Angeles and New York and present 8 other theatrical exhibitions in 4 states. Under the Motion Picture Academy's proposed new rules, filmmakers will be required to have 14 theatrical screenings in 10 states. And that has some documentary filmmakers concerned.
This could shut out the more independent documentaries. I mean, I think that's the problem.
Documentary filmmaker Kirby Dick received an Oscar nomination 2 years ago for Twist of Faith. His latest documentary is This Film Is Not Yet Rated. Kirby says the new Academy rules will discriminate against budget-strapped filmmakers who may have a hard time raising the extra money for the added theatrical distribution and advertising of their films.
Using the 14 theater threshold as a way of limiting applicants is not the way to go. I mean, I think that you end up possibly limiting the best films, and you don't want to do that.
Good afternoon, Academy.
At the Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences, Executive Director Bruce Davis says it should be challenging to qualify a film for an Academy Award nomination.
We do have to maintain certain realistic standards of what a theatrical documentary is.
Davis says he's concerned about the proliferation of documentary submissions created by a technology that has made it easier for people to make films.
If we suddenly say, well, instead of looking at 60 feature-length films, you're going to be looking at 1,000 this year because we've made it really easy for anybody who picks up a camera and sets up a low-range digital projection in a theater, they're all going to be coming in. That's going to kill the category.
But film critic Henry Sheehan disagrees.
The limitation they're making is not on the quality of the films, which, of course, you can't judge without seeing them, but on the money behind the films.
Sheehan says the ease and affordability of video technology has allowed a growing number of filmmakers to deliver tough and often more controversial stories.
It would be terrible to see in this wonderful resurgence of documentary filmmaking, I mean, perhaps the best era of American documentary filmmaking since the 1930s, you would hate to see it clamped down by this totally arbitrary and artificial requirement.
The one thing most in the industry agree on is the importance of telling stories that might otherwise not be told, like first-time filmmaker Amy Berg's Oscar-nominated documentary, Deliver Us from Evil.
Do you think if a child molestation allegation had been levied, Your Eminence, while you were there acting as an official?
And of course, there's nothing like an Oscar nomination to showcase a documentary people will flock to see. For NPR News, I'm Gloria Hillard.